Lord, hear my prayer.
More of you. Sing it from your heart now.
Lord, more of you.
All I want, more of you.
Had it all, but what I need was more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer. More of you.
How many just wants more of him? How many wants more of Jesus tonight? How many realizes you got to get rid of some more of you in order to have more of him? Amen. There's not room for two of us in this same house. Hallelujah. Make room for him tonight. I believe you have while we've been worshiping. And we've got a prayer request here, and I know you have some as well. How many here has a need for someone in your life, somebody that you would love to see saved or healed or delivered? How many here has a prayer for yourself or your family for healing, deliverance, whatever it might be? How many just wants a brand new touch from the Holy Spirit? Amen. It's like everybody here. So Sister Sharon Van Wyck, you all know who she is, part of the LaFontaine family. She's going to be having surgery tomorrow on her left kidney. So they're requesting prayer also for her daughter-in-law, who also will have surgery tomorrow on her gallbladder. So can God who created the kidney, can God who created the gallbladder completely heal those? Can he heal those organs? He made those organs. They should work properly. So how many believes right now that our God can heal? Amen. Our God can heal. There's no question about it. Can, will, is willing, and he's able, and he paid an extreme price to make it possible. Hallelujah. That's the medical bill that you could never afford. He paid for it. Lord Jesus, as we approach you tonight, just before we're going to be going to your word, Lord, we want to make sure we have all our concerns laid out at the cross. We don't want to be thinking about what we're worried and stressing about. We don't want to be thinking and being concerned about these needs, Lord, that pervade our minds sometimes and our hearts. So we lay them down at the cross and into your capable hands. And we know that, Lord, our prayers go up before the throne of God through the precious Lamb that's there for us, the bleeding Lamb, Lord, that our voices can be heard and our thoughts and our hearts can be heard. And I pray, Lord, we send our prayer by the dove of the Holy Spirit, that the dove can interpret our prayers. And we don't even know how to utter the things and articulate, Lord, but the Holy Spirit does. And that Spirit that you gave each one of us, that liquefier, knows how to interpret our heart's desire. Father, I pray that not our will, but according to your will, let it be done. There are people who are sick and in need. We pray that you would touch their bodies right now. People that need healing in their spirit, the deliverance of their heart and minds. Lord, we have people that need a brand new touch in their soul. They need to have their soul healed, Lord, restored back to your loving arms in the family of God. I pray for all backsliders to come home again. I pray for sinners, Lord, that are out there that know that there's a true God in heaven that their heart cries out for. That may we cross their paths. May somehow the Word of God light up their life and their heart. And so, Lord, we just pray for that. We ask for Sister Sharon and her daughter-in-law that you would bring healing in their inner organs, O God, because you who created our organs, Lord, we speak to those things right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to those organs, O God. Restore them back to their original condition again, O God. I pray, Father God, you who made them, you created them, you designed them, restore them back to the original design. And may the enemy be defeated and go back to the place where he comes from, with his black flags draped down and his sad look on his face as he knows he's defeated today. We send the word together as the church of the living God, where two or three are gathered in your name. We send the word, and thy word be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love him? Let's all stand. We're going to invite our precious brother. We want to just thank the Lord for Brother Simon Peter being here with us tonight. And we certainly appreciate his sacrifice to be here tonight. We also want to Let them know that we pray for your church, Brother Simon Peter, and we appreciate seeing what the Lord is doing in New York City, in the Big Bad Apple. There's still some good apples in the Bad Apple, right? There's some good seed. Every apple has seeds in it, right? So we just thank the Lord for you and for what you do. And also, so we're going to be inviting our minister, a brother here. He's been preaching for 23 years. He's almost got me beat. Not quite. He's getting close. No, 23 years. Brother Simon Peter, how long have you been ministering for? It's got to be. Yeah, you and I are probably about 27 years. It's about 30 years. So, and we haven't even started yet, right? We haven't even started. We're just getting started. Praise the Lord. So we're going to invite our precious, the precious brother here to speak for us tonight. He already spoke for you, I believe it was a Sunday. So Brother Joseph is here with us to minister the Word of God. And I think we also have a brother here visiting as well. Amen. What's your name, brother? Brother Charles. Oh, you're Brother Charles. Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. Wow. Well, now I'm real excited. And also, we've been praying for Anne. So just remember, you know, she shook up. My daughter, Esther, earlier this year also had a total. She totaled her car, too. She only owned it for 6 months and then gone, just like that. By God's grace, the insurance was able to pay off her debt. So she ends up with good credit, but no vehicle. Wasn't sure which was better, wheels with you know, struggling, or, but the Lord worked it out. So as our brother comes, let's just sing More of You again, because I just trust that tonight you're going to get more of the Lord. Amen. More of You. Sing it to Him from your heart. Lord, more of You. I've had it all, but what I need is just more of You. Of things I've had my fill. We've had enough of stuff, amen. I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of You. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Amen. Shall we pray? Almighty Father, You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. We are mortal beings on the surface of the earth, Father. No matter, Lord, our position, no matter, Lord, the level of our knowledge, righteous Lord, we are mortal, You are the immortal. But we are grateful unto Thee that You do not leave us outrightly to the mortal element. We have God, the Holy Spirit, in our soul that in turn makes us immortal. And we can no more perish, no more than our God can perish. Father of light, we are grateful unto Thee. Thank You for the hope of eternal life. As we move, we walk, Lord, to and fro. On earth, we know that someday the whole program will be closed up. And we hear the sermon come up hither. We meet You in the air, and You take us, Lord Jesus, to the Father's palace. That is all the hope we have on this earth. And if it is not so, we are, Lord, most miserable, dear Father. But we know, Lord, it is so. Because, Lord, the earthly system is falling apart. Because, Lord, that which is given to hold it together, the word of the Lord has been rejected. Father, that is why the centers can no more hold. But we are grateful because You make us to be Christians. And Lord, You call us by the word of the hour, the message of the age. We are glad to be part of Your program. Thank You, righteous Father. And Your servant said, we may remove our hearts and crawl on our knees, maybe for a mile or so. He said, that can never touch, oh God, the token, being appreciative of it. Father, all we can say is we are grateful unto Thee. That we are Your children. Lord, help us tonight in the word of the living. You are the word. Yes, yes. Dear Lord, and we can't preach it because we learn it. But Father, we trust You to quicken us. Just come on the scene tonight. Be the preacher. be the hearer and live the life of the word in us, in the name of Jesus Christ. You heard the prayer request the pastor had committed unto thee. Heal your children, meet every need. We are glad, Father, as you commit yourself to your mighty hands in the service. And those that, Lord, are not here tonight, we pray you watch over them. Thank you for your kindness unto us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You'll be seated for a while. Glad again to be here tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was here on Sunday. I didn't know I would repeat again on Wednesday. But somehow the footsteps of the righteous is ordered of the Lord. When I came in on Sunday, I was asking for the pastor. Brother Tom came to the office. Are you the pastor? He says, not the pastor. I said, well, every visiting minister would love to preach. You know, when the pastor is present. But I appreciate the love and the confidence that we are not hiring. Just by the recommendation of my brother, my friend, Pastor Simon Peter, which is here tonight. God bless you. And he's in Lord the church. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord. And appreciate the pastor for allowing us again to speak to the people of God. We trust that God will make us a little blessing to you all. And we are now coming with a new thing. Praise the Lord. Praise God, amen. Yes, Brother Branham said we have a lot of new things flying. And he said we'll have more of it come. So I always tell the people, when you see somebody coming with a new revelation, be careful of him. You just watch out for him. Amen. He's more dangerous than a cynic. Hallelujah. You know, preachers can be dangerous. Right? You know, trailer sometimes is safer than if a trailer kill you, it's better than if a preacher kill you. Because if a preacher kill you, he send you to hell. But if you die by wreck, maybe trailer, I don't know what you call it here. Right? Yeah, transport, those long lorries. If you're a Christian, you die, you go to heaven. But not when a preacher kill you. Praise God. So we are glad to be here. Amen. And I wouldn't say a funny text. But that's just what I feel to speak here. And normally I will ask, should I say this? But I think we are believers. Amen. And provided we quote from the prophet, I believe we are just safe. Amen. And as you speak about the climax of Sodom's iniquity. The climax of Sodom's iniquity. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I know just 1 hour, we will not go beyond that by the grace of God. So you pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, shall we just read from the scriptures? Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus, the 18th chapter, from verse 22. Leviticus, the 18th chapter, from verse 22 says, you will miss time to just honor the reading of God's word. Leviticus 22. He says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither should thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. We know that all these things are happening in our society. 24. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations are defiled, which are cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation. Neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew not you out also, When you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Amen. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs, which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Be seated. God bless you. St. Luke chapter 17. St. Luke the 17th chapter, verse 26 to 30. St. Luke chapter 17 is a familiar scripture among the end timers today, because it's one of the scriptures that came to pass in our day. St. Luke chapter 17 from verse 26 says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built." The same thing is still happening today. "But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word in Jesus Christ's name. So just fellowship around this little thought. The climax of Sodom's iniquity. Hallelujah. And we know that the world is in a Sodom condition. The entire world. Praise the Lord. From North America to Australia, from Europe to Africa, and you move again from Africa to Asia, to maybe the Antarctica, you know, the Oceania, the entire world is in a Sodom condition. And we know that the physical types, the spiritual. Hallelujah. The prophet says something happening. He said we must not just view it from the physical perspective. He said we must view things from the spiritual perspective, from the spiritual angle of it. And the world, the entire world is in a Sodom condition. Praise the Lord. But the bride of Christ is not in a Sodom condition. Sodom condition is only a sign to us. It's a clock, it's a time, it's a calendar, telling us that our time is up on the surface of the earth. And I believe, as a mortal, that we are living on a borrowed time. Hallelujah. America is taking her position in the scripture. Israel is taking her position in the scripture. Russia is taking her position in the scripture. And Mr. Rome is not left out of it. Praise God, amen. So we appreciate the Lord for the prophet of the hour that God has anointed to peep into the Bible with prophetic insight to pull out everything that we have need of in this end time. And if you are deceived, you just choose to be deceived. Because the probability of the bride of Christ to be deceived is zero. There's no chance at all for any of God's predestinated seed to be deceived. Anybody that is deceived is just a choice. Amen. We are all surrounded with clouds of witnesses that we can make it. So anybody that falls away today is falling away on his own volition. Praise God, amen. It's just a choice. And the prophet said, it's all the barricade that God put against you from going to hell. He said, you uproot everything and bulldoze your way to hell. He said, God don't send nobody to hell. You fight your way to hell by yourself. Amen. Your father will warn you. Your parent will warn you. Your pastor will warn you. The church will warn you. The song service will warn you. The preaching of the word will warn you. Amen. Praise God, amen. He can use the creation to warn you. But you bulldoze everything from your pathway. And you fight your way to hell. So God don't send nobody to hell. Amen. So now, we know climax, hallelujah. You know, you can't teach English people English. It's a language, hallelujah. You can teach me English, you know. But somehow, let's just, amen, fellowship around the word of the Lord. Climax, you know, means peak. Amen. Climax. That's peak. And we are talking about the peak of Sodom's iniquity. And we're singing a song. You say, I'm going up beyond that to be with my Lord. We sang it tonight. So what we intend saying tonight is just to remind us, hallelujah, that we are ready in the season of the coming of the Lord Jesus. And we can't wait no more to be with our Lord. I want to see Jesus face to face. The prophet had introduced me to him, hallelujah, but I want to see him by myself. Praise God. So climax, you know, means a peak. Why iniquity? It's a wicked act or thing. That's iniquity. Webster say iniquity means a wicked act or thing. Iniquity means sin. Now, and what is iniquity? Brother Branham said iniquity means, you see, it's something that you know that is wrong and you do it anyhow. It's iniquity. Praise God. I won't read it because of time. And we also know that Sodom was a city that existed on the surface of the earth. Sodom is just like, say, maybe you had New Britain. I don't know the name of this place now. Hallelujah. So, Sodom existed as a city. Hallelujah. We have Sodom as we have Lagos in Nigeria. So, it was a city on the surface of the earth. When we were young, I do think that Jerusalem was located in heaven. All those Bible, you know, the cities that the Bible made mention of are in heaven. But later I discovered they are all on the earth. So Sodom was a city, but it's no more in existence today. Because of our sin and iniquity, Almighty God uprooted it in his anger. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. So Sodom was a place in ancient Asia. Now, the Bible says that the world is in a Sodom condition. It's a positionally, geographically, spiritually, physically, in every way. Hallelujah. The world is in a Sodom condition. And I often say when I'm preaching here, somehow, the message came from this country. And therefore, it's not abstract to you. If we are hearing it in Africa, something could be abstract. I'll be reading the prophet. The prophet will be talking about, what is that now? City block. So what is city block on earth? Do you know I didn't understand city block until last year? I check city block in dictionary. What is city block? What is city block? But now I understand city block. Hallelujah. Because I visited America where the message, you know, was preached by the grace of Almighty God. So now, watch. It says positionally where we are setting the world in a Sodom condition. Now notice as it was. Now notice there was somebody in that day watching for a coming promised son, Abraham and Sarah. They were watching for a promised son in Abraham's group. They was not in Sodom. Hallelujah. Abraham's groups were not in Sodom. We are not in Sodom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we are still living in the season of Laodicea church age. But we are not Laodiceans. Amen. Remember, the message of the hour has come to call us out from Laodicea. Amen. Revelation 18 verse 4. It says, come out of my people that you be not partakers of our iniquities. We are not in Sodom. We are not in Laodicea. Our spiritual condition is not that of Laodicea. Praise God, amen. That is why our ladies are not painting their faces and wearing those, you know, funny dresses and short skirts and things. This is the spiritual condition of Laodicea. But we have been delivered from all that. Sometimes ago, I preached back home and said, the bride of Christ does not reflect darkness. The bride of Christ does not reflect darkness. It's not possible for the bride to reflect darkness. Right? We know the church age itself is in total darkness. But the bride is not reflecting darkness. There's no way you can receive the totality of the word and be a reflector of darkness. It's not possible, brother. You are a reflector of the light. The light of the hour, the light of the age. Amen. That could be proven, but let's just move on. Now, so, they were watching for a promised son in Abraham's group. There was none in Sodom, but just at the moment, the last chapter of the event. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, just at the last chapter of the event. Every book has chapters. Even the Bible has chapters. Hallelujah. And the last book of the Bible is Revelation. Every drama, every scenario, every program, everything has the last chapter. Brother Branham said here, Abraham, just at the last chapter of the event. And brethren, we are at the last chapter of the event tonight. With the events that are taking place around us. You see, just before the promised son came, there were three men came down from heaven. Two angels and God. And they came down and talked with Abraham under the oak. Is that right? And two of them went down into Sodom and cried out against the sins of the city. And it was just before the burning of the Gentile world. At that time, all Sodom perished right then. Joseph was pulled out, Lord and his two daughters. His wife never even made it. She turned back. How could I just like to have time to show you that right now, where the church is standing at that position. Hallelujah. We are waiting. We are at the last chapter of the event, waiting for the promised son. And any time Jesus Christ can come here. Hallelujah. We know the school is still in the offing. Praise the Lord. The prophet talked about the sinking of Los Angeles. I believe I'm talking to believers. Praise God, amen. Now, the word of the Lord cannot be debated. It cannot be queried. But I believe that God has anointed our eyes with eyes off so that we can see. Amen. If you are talking about the destruction of my city, I can't be happy about it. But if it's a promise of the Lord, I better agree with what God said. No matter what, brother. Either I believe you or I don't believe it, that does not stop the finger of God in judgment. It must come to pass the same. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ can come at any time. Now we know that God sent two messengers to Sodom. And Elohim stayed with Abraham. Abraham said three angels came from eternity. Hallelujah. And he said that morning, he said, Abraham had quite a time. He said, Sarah, just, you know, in the message, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Sarah came up with, you know, issues, all kinds of things to try to upset Abraham. And the prophecy, the reason why the devil was trying to do that was to block the oncoming blessing. He said, but Abraham did not mind what the wife was doing that day. He picked him a seat to sit somewhere. Because the devil will always come to upset something to block the oncoming blessing. He said, but Abraham did not even mind her. He just picked his chair and sat under the oak. And while he was under the oak, he lifted up his eyes and he saw three men coming with dust on their foot. And while they got to him, Abraham bowed down, he made obeisance, and he said, my Lord. How can he call three singular? He did not say, my Lord. He said, my Lord. Hallelujah. But remember, to Lord, he was my Lord. Plural. But Abraham had singularity of headship. He was united with the word of the living God. He had a proper revelation of who God was in his generation. He needed nobody to tell him that. He knew who God was. He knew the three are one. Praise the name of the Lord. So blessed be God's name. And now, we had the type, we had the antitype. We know Brother Branham told us that those three messengers were only types of what repeated in this end time. Because if the world is in a certain condition, then we must have a repeat performance of the exact thing that took place in the days of Sodom. Three messengers must be on the earth also. And the prophecy, one of them is Billy Graham, which is the messenger to the Orthodox churches. You see, the second one is Robert, the messenger to the Pentecostal. You see, the third one is with the bride. And that is the prophet of Malachi 4. Praise God, amen. Amen. But do you know that all three messengers are no more on the earth? So what are we looking for here? They were sent to people on earth. Brother Branham was sent to the bride of Christ. Where is Brother Branham? Where is Uriah Robert, Billy Graham, the last one to leave of the three messengers? They are no more on the surface of the earth. So brother, what are we doing here? At any time, anything can happen. The messenger is no more. They hold the message of the Lord. So long as Moses was there, hallelujah, no plague could fall in Goshen. It was not possible. Because the prophet is the protection of the church of his age. If they protect the people of God in their generation. So three of them are no more here. What are we looking for here? We are only living in a borrowed time. And at any time, anything can happen. Right now, let's move. Brother, we receive our last sign. I can't read it now, the super sign. And then Brother Branham said this, in Egypt we had grace, in Egypt we had power, in Egypt we had signs displayed. And he said, it will symbolize the ministry of today. It will symbolize the message of Billy Graham, of grace to the world. The message of Billy Graham is, you know, is grace to the world. That's what the prophet said in the message token, 6311288. You see, the message of Billy Graham of grace to the world, of Roberts as power to the world, and of the presence of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Luke 17:30 fulfilled as the last sign to the world. As the last sign to the world. Luke 17:30 is fulfilled. The Pentecostals are all with all kinds of impersonations. But impersonation is not the original. And when you see a bogus dollar, you know it's a bogus dollar. And the reason why the bogus dollar is there is because the original copy is there. And we call it central bank. They had a copy in the office with the number and everything correct. Blessed be God's name. So now, it says it will symbolize the message of ministry of today. It will symbolize the message of Billy Graham of grace to the world, over Robert as power to the world, and of the presence of Jesus Christ as the last sign to the world. For Sodom got their last sign, the church spiritual. The one that was called out got their last sign before the Gentile world was burned. And we know that this world will be burned. Amen. Jesus said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The same thing. Now, to talk about the climax of Sodom's iniquity, let's read from Genesis chapter 19 now. That is where we are. Genesis chapter 19. The climax of Sodom's iniquity. Look, brethren. Sodom was drinking iniquity like water. They committed lewdness. They committed all kinds of unimaginable things. They did all kinds of things that was sheerly contrary to God's word and commandment. And yet it did not bother them, and yet it did not move them. And the crown of the iniquity was so much, until God himself had to come down from heaven with two angels. He said, let me step into Sodom and investigate by myself whether what came to me up there is actually the truth or not. Hallelujah. Sometimes God had to act in a way that we mortals, we understand his times. It's as if he did not know. He said, let me come and confirm whether what came to me up there is the truth. But it's the truth. But sometimes he condescends to our level so that we can grasp his word. Hallelujah. He told Nicodemus, he said, look, you must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born. He said, as old as I am, 80 years old, are you telling me that I'm going to go back to my mother's womb again? He said, if I tell you earthly things and you don't understand, how much more if I tell you heavenly things? If you are called with heavenly words, heavenly languages, we will never understand him, brother. Praise God. Brother Branham said, hallelujah is a heavenly word. He said, amen is a heavenly word. You see, that is what amen is, amen everywhere, anywhere. In the Muslim world, in the Christian world, amen. In the Hidden or Ethiopic world, amen is amen. Hallelujah is hallelujah. Some may say, amina is the amen. You can't interpret it to mean something else. Praise the Lord. But I can understand, come to my language. But in my language, amen is amen. Hallelujah is hallelujah. Brother said, God just dropped those words from heaven. Amen. And there were some of those words that he used when he come with, you know, against hard cases, terrible cases. He said he used some heavenly words. I said, I wish he had released it to us. But it's not on tape. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope you got what I just said. But Brown said, when he come across difficult cases, maybe sicknesses or whatever on the prayer line, if he pray does not go, he said he used those heavenly words against that problem. Against the devil, against the disease. He said those demons can never resist those heavenly words. He said they just disappear. Praise the name of the Lord. So now let's just read Genesis chapter 19, the climax of Sodom's iniquity. Praise the Lord. And there come two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in. I pray you into your servant's house and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Brother Branham said, What a home. Here was God's servant Sunosu to say, You know, Lord, entreating this angel from heaven to come and abide under his roof. But they told him, We prefer to be on the streets instead of entering your home. Branham said, What a home. And he said, We must make our home in such a way that if God is to send angels, he knows where to direct them to. Verse 3 now. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread. And they did eat. But before they lay down, hallelujah, before they lay down, the men of the city. Who of the city, brothers and sisters? Who of the city? I'm asking us now. The men of the city. Not the women of the city. The men of the city. Even the men of the city. Even the men of Sodom. Praise the Lord. Compassed the house round. Both old and young. Do you see? The demon. Abraham said, you know, sickness or spirit is no respecter of persons. Both old and young. Hallelujah. The spirit of homosexualism, the demon of homosexualism is not limited to the adults. The Bible says both old and young. And the Bible emphasizes, you know, it said the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, he emphasized it to make sure that we do not miss it. And to make sure that no class, no age were left out from that iniquity. No age were left out. Everybody that pisseth against the wall. You say, even the men of the city, both old and young. And he says, all the people. I hope I'm not yelling at you now. All the people, hallelujah, from every quarter. Everybody were represented in that iniquity. So that God, when he bring down the destruction, will be justified. Everybody were represented. And brother, the spirit of homosexualism has not left any nation out of it today. I'm glad I'm talking to believers. Amen. It has not left any nation out of it today. It's in my country. It's in Nigeria. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And some countries have legalized it, including your country here, America. Praise the Lord. And that's one of the most fatal mistakes America has made in life. Because the men of Sodom could not do any other thing. That was the last thing the men of Sodom did. And God said, enough is enough. And God had to destroy the city. And church, in the realm of sin, in the realm of iniquity, the world has reached a clamor. The world has done the last thing. We are grateful to the Lord for Donald Trump. He seems to be pro-Christian. But we should not be overtaken. God's word will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord, amen. You see, now Republican, they are more maybe conservative. They love God. They talk of God, God, God. Democrat is this way. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But that was the last thing that the men of Sodom did. And the world have done the last thing before the fire will fall. The rest is just riaza. And brother, we are doomed for it. But thanks be to God for the blood of the Lamb. And also we have been called by the message of the hour. He says, all the people from every quarter. In South Africa, marriage is defined as a union between two people. Scripturally, it's not correct. Marriage is a union between a man. I hope I'm free to continue now. Praise the name of the Lord. Marriage is a union between a man and a woman. But they say marriage is a union between two people. That's not correct. Maybe they will still change it to mean marriage is a union between two things. They may still change it. Because today people marry cats. which the Bible says is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. It is wickedness. Homosexualism is wickedness. Lesbianism is wickedness. And God hate it with passion. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, people marry their dog. They marry their horses. They marry their cat. They marry anything. Because something is wrong in here. In Church of the Living God, when Christianity is removed from us, what is remain? There's nothing. We'll do worse than those guys. But we are grateful to the Lord that he has not allowed to be anointed by the demons of Laodicea. There are demons in them. God's grace has not made them to overcome us. They are powers. And they come in torrent. And they come in torrent. And that is why I must not cut them. I have nothing to do with all that. He said, verse 4 now. He said, all the people from every quarter. No exemption. No quarter. No angle. No community were left out of it. And they called unto Lot. And said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Now, the Bible is God in print form. God has his own way of expressing himself. Hallelujah. Pastor Gibson has his own way of expressing himself. I have my own way of expressing myself. Everybody, we have our own way of expressing myself. Ourselves. I had a brother in my church, it's no more than I moved to another city because of the wife's school and all that. When he start talking to you, he will say, you get. That you get, G-E-T. He say, you get. So if I'm just hearing a voice and I'm hearing, you get. I just know it's the brother. That's his own format of expression. God also has his own way of talking. And the Bible don't use words that are raw. The Bible use words that are holy. The Bible use words that are refined. God is not raw. A prophet was not raw. He used words that were decent. So here were these men saying, bring the men out that we may know them. What were they talking about? We're only reminding ourselves, brother, of what we had already known. Amen. Here we go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. I think the Bible defines what that no means. Genesis chapter 4 verse 1. Let's just see what you know. Because this no there does not mean to get acquainted. I have met Brother Gibbs now. If I see him tomorrow, I will know this is Brother Gibbs. And likely if we meet me tomorrow, you know this is Brother Joseph. It was not that kind of a no.
Yes, sir. Come on, brother.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
he said, bring the men out. Look, Church of the Living God, he shows the lewdness of the people of Laodicea. He showed their spiritual callousness. He shows they didn't even have anything.
Hallelujah.
Called God in their mind. Were they not informed? Were they not aware that those were heavenly angels? That those were heavenly visitors. He said, bring out the men that came in unto thee tonight. He said, bring them out, that we may know them. He showed their spiritual ineptitudeness. They were bereft of spiritual whatever. Is that not how the world is today? The people of the world are crazy. You see men today wearing skirts. Praise God, amen. You see men today wearing earrings and all kinds of things. Maybe piercing their nose and piercing all that. The reason why we don't live in those kind of war is because of the little light of the word.
Amen.
You know, that give us a little bit of understanding.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Amen? But we are grateful to the Lord that we are not under such powers. The Bible said because they do not love to retain God in their memory. It said God will give them over to vile affection. To do things that are not even convenient. That's the scripture. Praise God, amen. He said, bring them out that we may know them. You will read Genesis 4, verse 1. Now, Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 says, and Adam did what? Knew his wife. And she conceived. So the know in Genesis 19, verse 5, is a union that should normally take place between a man and a woman. And as a result, children are being produced. Hallelujah. So those men were so spiritually bereft until they turned out to bring out the heavenly angels, heavenly beings, not creations of this earth. He said, bring them out that we may know them. And Lord tried. Let's go to verse 25 of chapter 4 again. Verse 25 of chapter 4. The same new. We know that new is the past tense of know. So it's the same word. Because that is God's own way of expressing. God's own way of expression. The union between a man and a woman that produces children, that brings forth children. Verse 25 says, and Adam knew, the same thing again, his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. We go back now to our chapter 19. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the know there is something that should normally happen between married couples, not unmarried couples. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, I was saying here on Sunday, you live in this kind of a world and you serve God righteously. I think it has to be the supernatural finger of God. Apart from that, you cannot. Your government is inimical to Christianity. Your schools are inimical to Christianity. Your environment is inimical. Everything around you is inimical to Christianity. Hallelujah. So for a man to serve God successfully in this kind of a country, in this age, I think he has to take God. I learned a young brother died here, maybe somewhere. Was in North Carolina? He took drug and died. And I was saying, give him Christ now, he's not interested. But he has time to take drug. And he died. So who is doing who? Who is losing? Brother, the business of the Lord Jesus Christ is so profitable. The business of Christ is so profitable. You don't do it and lose. You gain on earth. If you die here, you go to heaven. You don't lose when you are serving God. But to the world, it seems as if you are losing. But brother, you are losing nothing. It's the people that serve the devil that lose, because the devil does not have a free gift. If the devil gives you something with his right hand, he's all out with his left hand to jack it again from you. But our God is not an Indian giver. Amen. When he gives you, he gives you. And may God Almighty be merciful to our children, that will not raise a generation that does not know the law. That's right. We are living in a horrible age. Praise God, amen. You blacken television, you do whatever you want to do. How about the cell phone? Internet is there. And it's worse than even the very television itself. So may God keep our children under the token. Amen. And we have to pray them under the token, brother. Hallelujah. Moses told Pharaoh, he said, we are not leaving nothing behind. When he said, you should come and sign a memorandum of understanding. I think I have to go now, church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Chapter 19, we stopped on verse 5. He said, bring them out that we may know them. They were so spiritually callous. They were not spiritually sensitive to know that those guys were heavenly beings. Don't do that. Praise God, amen. And it was like a new arrival. They know themselves. They were fed up, tired of themselves. This is a new arrival. Hallelujah. Let's have something to do with them. And Brother Lord said, nay, don't do that. Don't do that. But remember that they refused. And Lord went up until Lord told them, let me just say, he said, I had two girls that have no known men. He said, don't do this evil thing. Don't do this wicked thing. It's a wicked act, brethren. I have two daughters that have not known men. Let me bring them out unto you. Do whatever you want unto them. They say, we don't. We'll do worse with thee than we'll do strangers under your roof. My brother, they were men with supernatural ministry. Amen. They used their hand and pulled out inside the house and blinded their eyes against the door. You know, the preaching of the gospel blinded the eyes of the unbelievers. It opened the eyes of the believers. Praise God. Amen. And why they did that? Sodom was not permitted to commit any lewdness after that. That was the last thing that Sodom did. And when I had, permit me now, church, that was when Obama was the president of America. I'm talking to believers, right? I don't like talking about this kind of a subject, especially this part of the world. Now, and I heard that America has legalized gay marriage. And I said, it's finished. That was the last thing that Sodom did. And God said, enough is enough. And he rained fire and brimstone. And he went in unto Lord. He said, hey. He said, get out of this place. Abraham said, the message was urgent. Get out or hither. Get out of this place. Get out of this. Remember that Lot was dilly-dally. Brother, God is so merciful. Lot did not want to leave. He had establishment. He said, do you have any son-in-law, daughter-in-law, apart from the one under your roof? And brother Lot went after his in-laws. But he sounded to them as the one that told a fairy tale. They did not mind brother Lot. And there was nothing he could do about it. Hallelujah. And there the angels. When brother Lot was dilly-dally, you know, he stepped forward, he stepped backward. He stepped forward, he stepped backward. The angel had to hold their hand. You know, angels are powerful. How many angels did God use to destroy Babylon? One angel, one wound. Praise God, amen. I mean, to destroy the world in the antediluvian destruction. One angel over water, it flooded the whole place. Angels are powerful. Yes, hallelujah. One angel is enough to destroy the entire earth. Oh, praise God, amen. The angel held them by the hand and dragged them out of the place. It was an urgent message. That was the last thing that they did. In Church of the Living God, here is our country, here, America. Remember, she gave vent. You know, homosexualism, lesbianism, and all the funny things, you know, have been given government authority. And reminding us again that was the last thing that happened in Sodom. And here the world is in a Sodom condition. So what are we doing here? The messengers are no more here. We are only living in a borrowed time. Anytime, at any time, brother, sister, anything could happen. And I heard how the Christians here, there was a lady, you know, it just reminded you of your knees. Well, you know, we had it back home there. He says you come and issue certificate to a man and a man that marry themselves. And now what do we call them? Is it Mr. and Mrs.? What do we call them? Because there's no provision for it in God's word. Hallelujah. Being that there's no provision for it in God's word, that's why there's no position for it in the English dictionary. Hallelujah, brother. So the world is a spiritual condition, and it's all over the entire earth. It's just reminding us that we are just one step out of this earth. We are just a step out of the world. May God help us, brethren. They legalize all that, and the woman refused to issue marriage certificate to the gay couple. Remember, it was a big problem. I think a Baptist woman. She said for her 24 years, you know, issuing marriage certificate to couples. He said she has never issued marriage certificate to a man and a man that, you know, got involved in a wedding ceremony. He said she will not. And because of that, she resigned her job. She did not even have the knowledge of the message of the hour. All she knew was what her pastor and the presbyteries and all that were telling her. And yet, she was able to stand. Brother, we have no excuse on the day of judgment. With the volume of information that God has released unto us in this end time, we must stand for righteousness. We must not take side. Remember, this world is not our home. We are just a passing through. And one of these days, we'll hear this sermon come up hither. Supposed to read the entire chapter 19, but not because of time. Hallelujah. So now, she resigned her job. I learned some bakers here, people that bake bread, were having issues. When they refused to bake a cake for gay couple, they closed them down. Praise the name of the Lord. Close them down. Government power. In church, when the time comes, where do we hide? Rock of Ages clear for me. Let me have my 70. That the water and the blood from thy wound, that's how we flow, will be of sin a double kill. Save from wrath and make me pure. Brother, we have nowhere to hide. Amen. In Christ, brother. If the devil, if they want to get us, they will get us. Especially you here in America. Your database is there. Do you know as I enter your country, The government know I'm here. As I go to my lodge, I receive a letter after a few days. I say, how did these people know that I'm here? They spread information to themselves. We can't hide, brother. A fingerprint is there. A thumbprint is there. But we hide in the rock of ages. So the world is in a Sodom condition. And that was the climax of Sodom's iniquity. Brother Branham talks about flying saucers. He said the world talks about flying saucers. He said, but they don't know what they are. But he told Lord that they are investigating judgment angels. As God came down in Sodom to investigate, so is he sending those angels to investigate. Now, can I say this? Brother Branham said they are only found around Pentagon, your military headquarters. What are they looking for there? They are investigating. Is the sin of iniquity? Is the iniquity of Sodom? Is the cup of the cup of iniquity of Sodom? Is it full? They come to the earth, they go back. They appear and they disappear. They flash like light. Who's supposed to know it, brother? You're supposed to be maybe a professor of nuclear physics. But it was Brother Branham with a seventh grade education that God gave the understanding of those things to. He said, flying saucers, they are not spooks. They are not shadows. He said, they are angels. But they can appear in the form of any shape. Oh, brother, we are grateful to God to have the prophet of the age to be our prophet. That we are part of the message of the hour. He said, did you notice the angel that came down, investigated Sodom, before Sodom was destroyed? You remember that? There was a bunch of them come down, three of them. One of them stayed with Abraham. You remember that? They were lights from heaven that came down in the investigating judgment. Hallelujah. He said they are always around Pentagon. That's the military intelligence of the world. I was saying on Sunday, who can fight America? But if God is to fight America, he'll fight America. He said, who can make war with the beast? Yeah. Amen. But remember that one is coming, Revelation 19:15. Right. He's coming, amen, with the spirit of his mouth. He will destroy the beast. Amen. God help us, brother. Amen. So we are just at the coming of the, we are just, you know, at the setting of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the world will be doomed. Now, they're investigating judgment angels. If we also read Romans chapter 1. If we go to Romans chapter 1, before our time is all, amen, church. And I hope you understand tonight the climax of Sodom's iniquity. That was the last thing that city did. That was the last thing that the world then did. And God rained fire and brimstone. It uprooted them to the stubble. And brother, when God says anything, we should believe it. Because God don't just entertain by words. Once he says anything, he meant it. And the believers must stay with it. Maybe some of you have visited Sodom. It's difficult for grass to grow in Sodom. God sown it to salt because of their sin. You think the world will escape today? And backslidden preacher will stand before a man pronouncing them husband and wife. A woman and a woman pronouncing them husband and wife. They are difficult life to believe. And that is why they are dying with all kinds of diseases. Because there's no provision for it in the word of the living God. And if there's no provision for it in the word of God, and you are doing it, you can't be protected by God. And the whole atmosphere is polluted with demons. It's the grace of God that keeps me and you. And that is why we must always keep ourselves under the blood. Doing things that are wholesome. Saying things that are holy. Looking at things that are pure. Our motives and objectives must be defined by the scripture. If it's not defined by the scripture, brother, where do you stand? You can have the boldness to live in this world because we have God. We know he's our protection. Amen. Right, Romans chapter 1 now, or maybe I'll leave it because of time. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1. All right, so they approved gay marriage, and our president Trump is there, is against all that. He said, we are grateful to God that prayer is restored back to the White House. Now, God knows who to use for a specific assignment. Right? God knows who to use for a specific assignment. And the thing the man is doing now, maybe the world never expected or envisaged that he will do what he's doing. And you know the position of America in the world. I'm not telling you because you're Americans. I preach the same thing back home. Praise God, amen. She has a prophetic position in Revelation chapter 30. God ordained her to do certain things in the scriptures. And you know she will speak like dragon. Yeah. Oh, brother, I think I'm free tonight. Remember, America has defied United Nations several times. And nothing came out of it. I say America has defied United Nations instructions several times. UN told America not to go to Iraq. He went to Iraq. Isn't it? War came out. France said, America, don't go. Germany said, don't go. Under Bush. America said, I'm going there. And nothing came out of it. The whole world almost told America, don't make Israel, don't recognize Israel, Jerusalem, as the capital of Israel. America said, it must be. Walk him out of it. Nothing. He go ordain you for a specific assignment. Amen. Brother, the world cannot undo you. Amen. Amen. Moses killed an Egyptian. And because of that, he was ostracized from Egypt. He was excommunicated from Egypt. He was deported from Egypt, as it were. But it came to a time because it was in God's providence. Yes. He destroyed the entire Egyptian army. And nobody raised dust against it. So if God ordained you to do certain things, brother, nothing. God empower you. Hallelujah. And people become powerless. Amen. When you are carrying out your assignment. And here was wrong. He said, Jerusalem must be the capital of Israel. He said, America has. And after that, how many nations? How many nations are filing behind America? Praise God, amen. So if the devil is to walk, where will he go to? He has to come there. When you had economy meltdown, the whole world was coughing under that. Praise the Lord. Now, church, that is a milepost prophetically. If the entire Jerusalem comes under the control of the Israelis, that means they can do whatever they want there, including the Mosque of Omar. If you own this property as a land, right? If this is your land, this is your house, you can do whatever you want on that land. You can pull down your property, you can re-erect the property. Is it not so? You can plant garden there. You can remove your house from there. And if Jerusalem comes under the full control of the Jews, they can do whatever they want to do there. And we know, thus say the prophet of the hour, they will pull down that mosque. Oh, God help us, church. Amen. We are so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, don't do it. But America said, I will do it. And the UN, your UN, U.S. ambassador to UN, you know the name? Nikki Haley, at the UN Security Council. We are still in the message, brother. We are still talking about the message. Nikki Haley, UN Security Council member say, America should not take her embassy, her embassy to Jerusalem. Nikki Haley says an insult. I heard it. Nikki Haley says an insult to tell America not to locate her office, whatever she wants to on earth. It's because of the grace of God. God ordained this man to do what he's doing. But we must not lose sight of these other scriptures because it must come to pass. Already, the Sodom condition is there. It's been approved. The government of America has put the seal that we are for it. Genesis chapter 19. And that's the last thing America will do. That's the last thing Nigeria will do. That's the last thing the world will do in the realm of iniquity before the fire fall. And before fire fall, we must live here. Hallelujah. So what time are we living in, brother? Yeah. We are living in a borrowed time. Yeah. Any day, any time, you can live here. Yeah. Amen. What else? Church, I say, what else? Russia is becoming more stubborn. We are talking scriptures. And Rome is becoming more hypocritical. It's becoming more hypocritical. You see the alliance between Rome, America, and Israel. Oh, brother. Events were clear by prophecy. Amen, church? And now, both Rome said the covenant between Rome and Israel. He said the bride will not see it. And you know the Pope went to Israel in 2014 for the first time ever since the 1963 visit. What was he looking for there? And after that, we are a series of eclipses of the moon. What are all these things telling us, brother? We are about living here. The events make clear by prophecy. Prophecy, history is being made from prophecy. So we must buckle up. Take the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. Let your foot be shod with the preparation of the gospel. Anytime you can hear the march out from here. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. And the devil will try to keep you away from this. But you must fight your way to serve the Lord. Praise God, amen. You must fight your way to serve the Lord. So that's the last thing that our country did. And now, during the Cold War, it was Ethiopic Russia. Ethiopic Russia. You understand? A-T-H. A-T-H-E-O. Ethiopic. During the Cold War, specifically between America and Russia. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. You know what I want to say? Amen. Certainly we stand with the nations that speak English. I was thinking about this thought. Look, if issues come to the, here's China, here's America, here's Russia, who will we support? We support the people that will speak the same language. Right? So it was Ethiopic Russia. But do you know where your country legalized gay marriage? Putin or Russia says, forgive me now, if you are recording it, maybe you don't put it there. Putin of Russia says, Obama is turning America into a cesspool. Into a godless sewer. That's what Putin said. So who is a Christian nation? So who is a Christian now? Who is blaming who now? Who is condemning who now? Who is teaching who now? Brother, but this day, this scripture is fulfilled. The world is in a Sodom condition. And America is the leader of it. And fire must fall. Praise the Lord. We should live here now. God is under obligation. He said, look what the sinners was doing in Sodom. I'm closing my Bible. Look what the angel of the Lord did when he come down to bear record of it. Watch what the three angels did. All three of them. He said, look, the world today is... He said, look, the world today in its sin. Look at the church today in its condition like Lot. Hallelujah. Look at the called out church. Amen. Look at the called out church having a struggle like Abraham was. Hallelujah. We are struggling, brother. Laboring against sin. You see, lukewarmness is trying to peep into our midst. Preachers are preaching, struggling and striving. As if, no, we cannot make it. But, brother, we can make it. We can make it, brother. There are clouds of witnesses that shows we can make it. The message of the hour is the most powerful thing on earth. Because it's the word of the living God. He said the bride is struggling like Abraham was. The man and woman today that tries to live for God has a struggle to keep on going. You have to press into the kingdom of God. The world is in a Sodom condition. The last thing Sodom did was trying to have affair with the two angels. And the last thing America has done in the realm of iniquity and the whole world is to legalize gay marriage. After that, nothing. Trump came just to help Israel. Just to help Israel. And you see what God will do for them, man. No matter his iniquity, no matter his life, no matter his whatever, he that bless Israel, God promised, I'll bless. Regardless of your spiritual status, God will keep his word. So God just removed this other guy to bring this other one here to fulfill some prophecies, to fulfill some scriptures. What are you waiting for? What am I waiting for? We have received our last sign. Is that so? The last sign had been received before Abraham received a change of body. Was Malachi 4 not here? Luke 17:30 was fulfilled to the letter. Beyond any reasonable doubt, nobody can deny the message of the hour. You may not believe it, but you can't deny its existence. And we have received our last sign. Hallelujah. We have received our last sign. The church natural and the church spiritual. We have been sinning. The world has been sinning. Iniquity upon iniquity. Until the last one was done. Shall we pray? God bless you. Amen. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching.
What a word, amen? Word of the Lord, spoken tonight on a prophetic overtones from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love that. And just a couple of thoughts. The elect don't have a choice. This just throws a little bit into people get a little worried about not being able to have a choice. But how many here realizes when you get to heaven, you're not going to say, oh, thank goodness I made a good choice. No, if I'd had a chance, if I'd had a choice, I would have made the wrong one. So in other words, it's just God's grace that He chose you. And when you realize His choice, you don't even need a choice. You just take it and say, it's the grace of God that I'm going to make it because it's His choice. And the other thing too is, I remember back before Trump was voted in, or before he won the election, I was telling you that he would win. I believed he would win. I knew that Hillary couldn't win. I was thinking that would be the end of us if she won. So, but I believe he would win. And there was that prophecy I'd read to you back in the day, that fireman, you've heard of him. And he did say something else in 2011. He said, when Trump becomes president, the Lord told him he would replace five justices, five in the Supreme Court. He's going to rearrange the Supreme Court. And he said the first one will die, the second one will retire, and the other three will be caught in some kind of scandal, and they're going to be kicked out. He'll replace five. And I don't know if you realize the brother speaking today, and I don't know if Brother Joseph realizes it, but when gay marriage, which he's mentioned, when it became legal across all 50 states under the Obama time, he said that marked a point in history. We're at that very point where judgment has to come behind it. And it was because of a swing vote. The justices had one guy who often is the guy who does the swing votes. And he's a Republican, but they said he leans more left than right. And he swung that vote 5-4 to legalize gay marriage. His name is Justice Anthony Kennedy. He just retired today. And we already know Scalia died. He died as Trump was coming in. So the guy that's supposed to die died. The guy that's supposed to retire retired. And right now they're having all these hearings behind closed doors. And they're going to find there's a whole bunch of what our brother was saying is going on in America. It has become a cesspool. There really is. There is no swamp to drain. There's a cesspool. Forget about the swamp. I've seen swamps. They're bad. But this is bad. This is really bad here. It's a cesspool. And last thought that I want to give you, and I believe that as you see America's FBI is corrupted, polluted, God has sent down His FBI. He's got investigating angels. And right now is a time when right straight through all the church world, and forget about the church world, I'm saying right straight through the whole message around the world. All preachers, leaders, ministers, whoever you are going to be tested by fire, and they're going to either have everything burnt up and be gone, or they're going to make it through. That's where we're at right now, because this is it. This is the Sodom fire judgment time. It's just everything is going to be tested, being tested by fire, and that's it. After this, we get out of here. Praise the Lord. And I just thought that, Brother Joseph, you got to come back again, because that was just only one little part of a bigger thing. So you sure appreciate it. Thank you again, Brother Simon Peter. Let's all stand as we sing, "This World Is Not My Home." How many believes that? How many understands that? I'm just passing through. I've got a better home than this one. Amen. This world is not my home. Oh, I'm just passing through. Laid up somewhere beyond the blue, the angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. Let's clap our hands and sing it. Oh no, a friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. If I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Next verse. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus many years ago. I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor. But I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Amen. My home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me, heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. It's not my home. Oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me through heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we just close, Lord, knowing that you are sovereign. You are in charge. You are over all things. Lord God, that you are the master of the sea and the creator of the elements, and all things are under your charge and are upheld by your word, the word of your power. And Father God, what's so exciting to us is that you're in charge of us. That's exciting, Lord. We completely yield today. After hearing such a message tonight, Lord, we yield ourselves to your mighty hand. It's amazing. Nothing can fail you, Lord. All we have to do is just enter in with full faith and confidence. Trust the plan. Know that you have a plan. It's going to work. It's all happening exactly by script, Lord, as you wrote it out in the Bible. We're just stepping into the vision, as it were, and becoming exactly everything you've ordained us to be. We're thankful for that, oh Lord. We pray and ask your blessing on our precious brother Joseph and our travels here in America. Keep him safe. Protect him. We know the enemy's against all of us right now, Lord, because we are the last hold. We are what's standing in the way of the devil. And as long as a bride is here on this earth, Lord, you could not allow the really, truly wicked to take full position, Lord, because it's not time yet. You're going to carry us out of here before that man of sin arises, so we know it couldn't have happened yet. You got a few more seed to bring in. You have to set up Israel. So, Lord, we're excited to be a part of that. Bless my brother Joseph again. As I say, Lord, be with his family right now, his four children and his wife and his church. Lord, just bless them, encourage them. Let them know that he's in good hands. As you protected Daniel in the lion's den, you protect my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Do you love him with all your heart? That was a good thought tonight, amen. Make sure you greet our brother. God bless you.